Coach Lebo after his 103rd win at East Carolina.
Well, at the first half, we were outstanding again defensively. That was played really well offensively, too. Got out to a big lead. I thought we moved the ball well, defended for 20 minutes very well, made it difficult. Everything was difficult for them. And, you know, we hold them. They don't make a three-point field goal. That was an emphasis for us, is to take away that three-point line, make them put the ball on the floor. We did that very well. Second half, we went through the motions a little bit, but didn't rely on the big three this game. Caleb, Kentrell, BJ, I thought were all really solid. And, you know, they didn't turn the ball over. They took good care of the ball. So, good win. You know, I thought Florida A&M played awfully hard, and particularly the second half, they were more active and quicker to the ball.
Caleb talked about wanting to score more this year. Obviously, he's done that. Is it more of him being a more complete player, or the help he has around him giving him more opportunities?
Well, I think both. Seen a lot of zone, too, here from our team. So, you know, his eyes should light up when he sees that because of his ability to shoot. But he's been very efficient for us, and he's worked awfully hard on his game in the offseason, too. So I think that's shown a little bit here. You know, he was well-rounded tonight, 20 points, had 6 assists, 1 turnover. Playing really well as a senior, that's what you want.
He took care of the ball a little bit better tonight, 14 or less. It's always pretty decent. I asked Caleb about this. How much of a point of emphasis has that been with the 20-plus?
It's been a big one. You know, we're in practice, our emphasis, offensive emphasis, is no unforced turnover. So each time we have one in practice, we run. So, you know, what we give up, I think what helps us on the defensive end, we're a little bit more bigger, we're more physical. I think we're not quite as polished on the offensive end. A lot of our turnovers have occurred at our big spots. So we lose balls in traffic a little bit. We got to get a little bit better at that when bodies come around us. But you know, we take care of the ball. We get shots. We shot 50% close to it tonight. So that was very efficient offensively tonight, and got out and got some transition baskets too. That was nice to see.
You said Jeremy was a little uncomfortable on Sunday. He came in there and he had a good, fortunately, game assisting the basketball. From what you've seen of those three, Kentrell, BJ, and him at practice and games, how are they different when they're running the offense?
Well, you know, Jeremy has a lot to learn. He's still trying to figure it out. He's still trying to get confident out there. He hasn't played. He's still a little unsure of himself. Defensively, he's behind the other guys. Obviously, he's a freshman. But, you know, being able to trust him in the game is the big thing for me right now, is, you know, he trying to get him back on defense, trying to, you know, he did different things in high school that, you know, we don't do. So he's trying to get out of those habits and learn what we expect from our point guard position. So, you know, you haven't seen the best of him. I think he's got to learn. He's got to get a little bit better. He's got to understand the importance of each possession. But, you know, he made a couple of shots tonight, which you saw him make the three. He was 6 assists, 1 turnover tonight. So that's a pretty good number. But continue to grow defensively and be a more vocal on the floor. That's what we need for him to do. But he has his moments in practice. I think, you know, when he was out for 3 games, he kind of went through the motions a little bit in practice because he wasn't going to play, and that kind of showed up in the first game a little bit. So we've talked about that. So, you know, I think he was a little bit more dialed in here the last couple of days.
Got a solid first-year team coming on, team that's done stuff at the national level as well. What do you expect out of that?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
The matchup with Mercer coming up.
Well, they're good. I mean, they're physical. They're well-coached. You know, they've got a little bit of a tradition there in basketball. Be a tough test for us. Our kids are looking forward to it. Team that, you know, you have a short prep for because of travel. They do some different things and a lot of different things offensively. And they, you know, they play a matchup zone that's hard to simulate in a short period of time. So we'll have our work cut out. And again, they're big. They can be very physical. It can be 7'1", 6'10". Inside, so you know, we're excited to have a chance. I know our guys are excited to get a chance to play. We're going to play away from home. We got to play better away from home.
What do you hope to accomplish down there at that tournament?
Well, we just want to get better. You know, this is a tough week. You know, we got four games in 1 week. You know, hopefully we can get some more consistent play from some players off the bench. I think that's, you know, trying to get them involved. We had nine guys in double figures tonight, so they're getting some. The time you see a guy in double figures, they're an important part and in the rotation. So we had some young guys in there tonight. So continue to get them some time, learn how to play a little bit better when we're away from home. I think that's the big thing, and that they understand how hard it is to win away from home. So, you know, we'll have that opportunity here on Friday and Saturday both times.
How do games like tonight translate into when you start playing the taller teams that you're going to face coming up? How do you pick something?
Well, it's been odd. You know, we've played our first all of our games. We played against nobody that had any size. So, I've been pleased with how we defended, really, for the most part, with teams that we played have been really, really small and almost playing small forwards at the 4 and 5 position. So I was very worried about that, having to be able to defend that. But it's hard to tell. We got all, you know, what's great about basketball is you can have this one night and you can have something completely different the next night, and you got to be able to play all kind of different ways. So we've played against a lot of small, quicker teams. So and we've really defended the 3-point line very well. So hopefully that can continue.
Jeff, the work that you do and everything, preparing players and all of that, the byproduct is, I believe, your 103rd win at East Carolina, which is the most in Division I by a coach, and whatever thoughts you have there.
Well, it's a great honor. My staff is really important to me and shares in that. I got guys that have been with me for all 7 years, Coach Perry and Coach Potosnak, Kyle Robinson, Coach Nay's been with me a couple years. They all share in that, but it means a lot. We'll reflect on those, I guess, when the season's over. I'm more concerned about trying to get my team ready and practice tomorrow at 9 o'clock in the morning after a night game. They're happy about that.
Jeff, I know Cantrell and DJ burst on the scene as freshmen, but with Elijah and Jeremy and Raekwon, it seems like this is the first time you've had a group of freshmen. How excited are you about what they can do?
Well, I'm very excited. I think they all got a chance to be very good. They just have to learn. They have to understand. I think the big thing is, you know, they're all used to playing a lot of minutes. They're all used to being the stars, and now they're trying to figure out, how do I get on the court? How do I help my team win? How do I grow? How do I learn? I got, you know, a lot of those guys are backcourt guys, and they're playing behind three pretty good players. So hopefully they get a chance to watch and learn from those older guys. And you know, but I know they all think that when they come to Kai, they're just going to take the world by storm, and it takes time. It's a process. But you know, Raekwon has, I think, been very solid defensively for us. You know, hasn't turned the ball over. Jeremy's got to grow. Obviously, Elijah's hurt. And, you know, Dang Reacts a freshman. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman. I consider him a real freshman because he couldn't even hardly practice last year because of his shoulder surgery. So those guys are guys that have been in the rotation that are going to play for us. So they got to continue to get better and work. And they're learning about the speed of the game and the importance of the minor details. That's the biggest thing for the freshmen, is the details are so important.
This road trip's going to be a little bit different from the last one, number one, because you've got more games on it. Number two, you'll be a more complete team. I imagine you feel a little bit better about your chances having Caleb and Jeremy at your disposal.
Well, that's big for us. You know, it's big. We're still not, obviously, at full force yet. We got Ziggy and Elijah out, but our depth's been a factor for us. There's no doubt about it. And when you play four times in a week, you're going to have to play a lot of people. So hopefully we'll be rested and ready to go.
What's it looking like as far as getting Ziggy and Elijah back?
Ziggy's obviously getting a little bit closer. Hopefully we'll have him maybe next week to start to practice. Elijah's still a little ways away yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. All right, thank you.
Have a nice holiday, all right?
All right, you too.
Every day I can sit in my seat.